Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And guys, I said it on our Instagram, but we've got a story to tell you. Without further ado, I'm just going to throw it over to you, Mary. This is...
Guys, it's all happening. I'm engaged! I get it. Now, like Brittany Cartwright, I get it.
I get it. Mary, I'm so happy for you. I mean, we mentioned it on the pod a couple of weeks ago. We said, are you going to like get engaged soon? You're like, never.
No. I was like, no, I don't. I didn't think in 2022 it was going to happen. Yeah, I thought it would happen early 2023. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us everything. Okay, also, you kept this from our like group for a while. I mean, we didn't get, you just said, Mary sent us a video and just said, just stay to the end. I think it's worth it.
What? I'm very mysterious.
You
it's
are.
It's super fun to just like show up places with it on though, yeah, and like not put it on social media and stuff. But okay. So
let's start from the beginning on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wednesday. Okay. So Wednesday, I text my friend Kendall in the morning and I was like, do you want to go on a walk? She's like, yeah, she has a baby. We're, you know, strolling down Chrissy Field, going on a walk. And she asks me like, when do you think you're going to get engaged? And I literally said, yeah, like, you know, January or February, maybe, or something. I was like, anything before my sister's wedding, I'll be happy with, you know, but I'm like, not on the horizon. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my friend and I, Stephanie Ayala, we go to Spruce. We treat ourselves to this fancy lunch in Lululemon's, like totally wrong, but also so right. I was like, I just deserve a treat. I'm on break. Then my friends, Chris and Kevin, they're at Balboa. They're like, my mom's in town. Come down, have espresso martini. I'm like, perfect. Awesome. Just kind of
living your best pre-Thanksgiving day.
Right. The day, you know, it's getting kind of ahead of me. Like, all of a sudden, it's 6 o'clock, you know? I'm still in those workout clothes, and I have a heavy buzz on. And like, I was not supposed to sleep at Michael's. And I was like, I'm coming over, you know? Like, just go over, just, you know, whatever. Wake up Thursday, I'm like, oh, God, I kind of, you know, had a few too many drinks last night. Why don't you have morning recovery on supply, Michael? And, you know, I just mosey on out of there, get myself a bagel. I'm just like Thanksgiving morning. I'm like chopping up carrots. I didn't buy enough. I have to, my sister goes out and buys more carrots for me. Then I'm like, I don't have enough green beans either. Like just kind of a mess. Get ready. I'm like, actually, I'm kind of feeling fine. And I'm like, Michael, my mom and dad are picking us up at 3 o'clock. And it's already like 1:45 and he said he was going to come over early. And I'm like, where the fuck is this guy? You know, but I got the tracker on, you know? So I'm like, yeah. Oh, he's at BevMo. I'm like, oh, he must be picking up some wine to bring to Thanksgiving. Okay. So he comes here and it's a pretty hot day. And he had bought me a cashmere sweater to wear to Thanksgiving for my birthday. And so I'm wearing it and I was like, it's so hot. I don't know if I can wear this. It's like a turtleneck. And he's like, I think you should wear it. And I was like, oh my God.
Do you start having an inkling at that point?
Yeah.
So you did. I'm like,
this is kind of weird. And he said, let's go down to the beach and FaceTime my parents. Cause you know, we call them, you know, on Thanksgiving. Yeah, and he's right? Like, the beach might be nice for them to see. And I was like, that's weird. Too. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll wear my Birkenstocks. He's like, I don't think you should wear your Birkenstock. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting engaged. I was like, okay, this is like pointing in the right direction. Okay. So we get it in his car and like, we're not talking in the car. And I'm kind of like looking, I'm literally
is
looking.
Is he nervous?
And I'm looking in his pants. I'm like, is the box in his pants? Is there a giant bulge? I'm like, no, that looks like a wallet. That the right side looks like a cell phone. I'm like, huh, okay. Maybe I'm not getting engaged. I'm like, this is a really weird day if I'm not getting engaged. And so then we get to the beach and I said, are we getting out of the car? And he's like, yeah, we're getting out of the car. And so he has like a sweater and he puts it over his hands and like, cause he's like concealing the box.
Right.
And we're like walking down to the beach and I'm like, how far are we going to walk?
You're like sabotaging your own engagement at this point, Mary.
Okay. Ocean Beach is a very far, like a long walk to the water. Okay. And I was like getting so nervous. When we got out of the car, I started laughing, like nervous laughter. Cause that's exactly what laughter. I do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is, and then he got down on one knee and I said, wait, is this happening? And then, I got the ring.
It's so did he, beautiful. What did he say? Did he give you like words? Is there like a speech?
Yeah, he was like, just like, I love you. And got down, will you marry me? And I said, wait, is this happening? Like, yeah. Oh my God. Like what's going on? I was so awkward. I feel like. And then I was just like, oh my God. Like what's going, like, I just, what's
like,
going on?
You like blacked out almost in the sense of like your excitement of like, and this adrenaline. Right.
And then he was like, yeah, call your parents. And I was like, well, no, we'll just like, what's, and he's like, no, call your parents. I went to their house yesterday. I told them I had a box that I wanted to show them and I talked to them about it. They put them right to work. They were like, oh, yeah, sure, you can marry Mary. Can you move this dresser and hang this painting for us? I'm not joking. I am not joking. They put
welcome
him to work.
The family, Michael.
Welcome to the family. I call my parents and they knew it was happening.
Yeah.
And then they came and got us. But then like I went back to my house and I just showed up and I like showed my sister and she's like, what?
Oh
like,
my God. Only your parents knew. Only your parents
knew. Only my parents knew.
You yeah. called his parents too?
His parents knew. No, his parents knew and his like sisters.
Yeah.
Because like he got the ring from a family jeweler in out of Cleveland. Like his grandparents used to use this jeweler and his sister got their rings there and stuff. And
you guys, her ring is stunning. It is
you guys,
so gorgeous.
The trick is I did try on rings and I sent him some inspirations. He sent it to the jeweler and then the guy sent him it in platinum. I wanted it in gold. He looked at the rings under the microscope at work and saw an imperfection. So he reground them in New York and then they set it in gold and shipped it back to him.
Can you describe the ring for if so people, it's an, I know you're going to post about it because obviously we're going to make you show everybody you
right
know?
So it's the center diamond is an emerald cut diamond and then on the sides it's like these two trapezoids diamonds and then it goes into like a baguette. It's like it's so stunning. I'm absolutely obsessed.
Her nails are also painted a gorge red, so like she was like I mean
on Tuesday I got my nails done. Thank God.
Like it nobody was, prompted you. You just went and got them done.
Because no, I had the time off.
Yeah.
And then it was so fun because we went down to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving and I just like walked in, didn't say anything. And like the third person I hugged was like, oh my God. And then we were with all my aunts and my uncles and my cousins and we just all celebrated me. And then I celebrated myself the entire weekend and I'm a fiance monster.
You are our monster. Like, my favorite part is the fact that, like, you went to his house the night before. First off, she has a tracker on him always. And so we're all like, how did you not know? Because you track him all the time. But because she was busy, she only tracks him when she's bored.
Totally. I was out doing me. Yeah. And he said he did turn off the tracker, though.
Like, how funny, though. But so then that. And then just think, like, you were a monster that night. You went over to his house and he just thought, this is my forever. I got to propose to this girl tomorrow. But it's also like a perfect part for your story. I feel like this is just like who you guys are.
The poor thing.
I'm so excited for you guys.
We celebrated ourselves all weekend long. I just keep on saying fiancé. Like,
well, this is why he wanted this is why he wanted to get the house decorated for Christmas. That we need posing in front of the tree. I mean, you could start the Christmas cards this year.
I know we really could.
There's just so I'm just we, so guys, we, I'm
we
elated.
Literally went to like every like bar in San Francisco this weekend.
My original favorite part is she's testing people too. She doesn't tell anyone. She just kind of I don't know if you guys noticed on the Instagram, but she posted a story from Original Joe's wondering, would anybody notice? And many of you did.
A few of you did for sure. Like little sleuths like we love.
Which Mary was setting you guys up with a little Easter egg of a ring, you know? People are like, is that Mary? Is that a ring?
Now we're going, I'm going public on this now, guys.
I'm just so excited for you guys. Like this is, Michael is literally the best. You guys are a great match. I cannot wait. I mean, the best part is though, is we're like, Michael knows, like he is a smart, smart man that he has said, we've said, what's going on with the last name? You know, your name is so classic that you never wanted to change it.
Right.
And he seems okay with it.
I don't know about that.
Well, he knows. He knows, you know,
I don't know what's going to go down with that. I don't know what's going to go down.
You guys could both change your last name just to Girardi.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like you could be the Umanskis if you wanted to. Like the sky is the limit. Now, what are we thinking? We got a bachelorette party. Where are we doing this? We've got stuff to plan. And I think that the first leg of it should be in LA.
Oh, okay.
For like a Sir Pump, Tom, Schwartz and Sandy's rendezvous. And then we'll fly out of LA to go wherever we need to go.
Okay.
Which feels like an on-delays.
Right.
Time to whoop it up.
I know. We have zero plans.
I mean, it's still fresh. It's been 1 week exactly. So it's okay. I feel like everybody's always like, so what's the date? You're like, can I revel in this? Let me be the monster here of a fiance.
It does feel pressure to like get something on the books just in terms of like, if you want to get married in 2023.
Totally. So, but I'm excited. I'm sure everybody listening is like so elated, so excited too. And we're going to take this journey with you. Like, we want weekly updates about what's going on with the wedding.
I don't think I'm going to be like that kind of bride, to be honest. What I do don't mean? Know.
No, we just like, need I to share your details.
Like, I know.
My dress this week.
Oh, okay.
Like those kind of details. Not, you know, like we just want to know how the process is going. You don't have to give us the details, but we want as much information as you're willing to share. You guys, that was the first time I had heard the story too. Like I was like, she's like, I'll fill you in. I'm like, I'm just going to wait so that I can hear it with everybody. But it's, I mean, it's gorgeous.
I'm obsessed with the ring. So I'll post. Original Joe's was like over the top. We went in on Sunday and they were so lovely to us. I love Original Joe's so much. I have so many cute photos there with my ring.
I know. I literally was like, okay, that was a great photo, but also put Michael's hand in it. And put your hand on top of his and then get near the congratulations. Like, just come on. Like, we're all so happy for you, Mary.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, so, Mary Mahoney, the all-night pony, is being tamed.
I am. It's
I actually don't think exciting. You are being tamed. This is, you know, Michael participates in the hijinks as much as you do.
Literally, my parents picked me up, you know, for Thanksgiving. And I was like, I kind of feel like a real adult now. I am 37 years old. Like, I was like, I kind of feel like a little bit more of an adult now.
They're like, finally, thank you. Like, great. Yeah. Like, so are you going to pay your own insurance? Like, no.
No.
Didn't I transfer that to Michael yet?
Wait, insurance for what?
Car insurance.
No, I pay for that now.
Oh my God, you are a real adult. Oh.
Because I got that car.
Oh, and you got, Mary, who knew 2022 was your year? Like, it is your year. It's all happening. You are right.
I do. I feel like that. And I'm in good company with these things. Like, Portia got married. That wedding looked over the top.
I think she had like 7 outfit changes. So listen, you can take inspiration for these things and have outfit changes.
No, I just want to be
crop top wedding dress.
No, I'm just simple. Okay. I just take me to Mexico.
Like, so like maybe like Madison.
Yes. I liked her wedding. I loved that wedding. Looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think everyone was very shocked by her dress.
It seemed a little more reserved than what I thought she would wear, but I also feel like she's like, her husband is probably pretty reserved too.
Someone said he was Mormon.
Yes.
But he drinks. But, you know, Lisa Bartlett does too. Who knows the rules anymore?
If it's Vita tequila, it's allowed.
Right.
You know, but I mean, yeah, there's like what how do I continue going on with the pot? I'm just so like, everything also is just going to like draw back to you being engaged.
Highly recommend that Thanksgiving engagement. You have multiple days to celebrate it, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
the rest of 2022. Honestly, it's going to be like, everything is a first now, right? You're like, our first Christmas engaged, our first New Year's engaged. Ooh, it's a February 1, our first Martin Luther King Day together as an engaged couple. You know, you really have, everything is a new round of firsts for you.
I literally, on Friday when we went to brunch on Friday, and I was like, if someone doesn't compliment me on this, like a stranger, I'm going to be pissed. And then I was literally like walking. I was like, so can you like hold my hand out?
Like a curtsy hand.
So it shows the ring. And we were like, we're just taking the ring on the walk today. Like I'm with my fiance. I was awful human, but it was so fun.
No, you know what? You get to revel and enjoy this and have fun with it. Like, come on. This is so exciting.
It was very exciting. Anyways, what else is going on in Bravo news?
Jen, we'll move on. Let's talk about some other positive stuff. So Jen Shah's indictment sentencing got moved to January 6th.
January 6th, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, everyone was also saying like she got booked by this new like talent agency.
Now she has representation, and I'm like, for what?
I didn't even understand what that meant.
Well, maybe because she's trying to do what she can in the last month of her freedom, because, you know, as we saw this week, she owes $200,000 like every month that she's not being sentenced. So maybe she's really trying to make a quick buck. The Hustler, remember, she did do something for Hustler.
Right.
So maybe that'll come around again.
Right.
Guys, I'm sure I'm going to miss her.
I know.
She's comedic, a full psycho, but
her comedic timing is flawless. She's made for this.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of also people, Southern Hospitality premiered this week.
I loved it.
It was so bad, it was good.
Exactly. Like, they are trash humans. But what else do you want?
Like, I want the low stakes drama of this. Like, I get, like, yeah, is Leva the best person to be a boss? No. But do we like when LVP is on VPR? No. But is she still there? Yes.
I mean, I do think these are real people that work at a club, unlike the Oppenheimer group.
Well, so it's actually interesting because there have been rumors that they really hired a ton of people. However, I think that there are certain people that have worked. Like, it feels like the two main girls, which are Grace Lilly and Maddie
have been
working there.
Yeah. I think they're real friends.
I'm into it. I mean, Charleston feels like a very small town.
When they were like, this is the hottest nightclub in Charleston, I was like, wait, I've gone to Charleston. I didn't see one nightclub. So there must be two.
People have like, based on the dress code, I'm going to lie and say that's a lie, because watching, like, when they were like showing people that were like guests and like, oh, you would never be let into an LA club wearing that. You'd never be let into a club like wearing that outfit, you know? I mean, even Joey Bottles at some point mentioned that too. Joey Bottles is Craig Jr.
They all are.
Like, they're all just, they're Southern Charm Jr.
I'm okay with that. What do you guys think reality TV is going to be anymore? This felt to me like a VPR, a Hills. I felt like a Alexis Nair vibes. I felt nostalgia. And I just don't know where you guys think reality TV is going. I just enjoy it.
It's like Real Girlfriends in Paris, right? It's like, it gives us like these vibes of like VH1, the 2007, like just the beginning. And I thought, you know, I thought, granted, like, Maddie is very much a Stassi Lala kind of, like, Grace Lilly, she looks like a Chanel West Coast. You know who that is from, like, if you've seen anything on MTV, which is Ridiculousness, whatever that show is. Okay. She used to be on, like, she was like with like Rob Dyrdek and that stuff. Like, I feel like she's like a brunette version of her.
Someone said you looked like her.
Someone did say that. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I do feel like I have also transformed into a butterfly. So maybe we, and I own a hula hoop as well.
I mean, them all
and living I at their parents' with my house. Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. Them living at their parents' house. I was all about that. I mean, they're just they're coming of age.
When Maddie, I liked you as 24. I was like, first off, I thought you were at least 33.
I love 24. Her sobriety story. You know, great. I think I am here for it. It's low stakes. Just enjoy the journey.
I agree. It's like, again, yeah. Do I think it's going to be a Vanderpump? No, I don't. But remember, Summer House, people weren't watching that at first either because they thought that was too like manufactured. And it's like one of our favorite shows now.
Yeah.
Give
it a chance, guys.
Just enjoy it for what it is, which is nothing.
Exactly. It's mindless television after your long, hard days.
Yeah.
And make fun of them.
Yeah. Like, that's what it is. It's like, when you watch these shows, I feel like, especially like with Vanderpump, when you watch it, you weren't supposed to like anybody. Right? Like this feels like that kind of vibe too. Like, you're not really supposed to like any of them. You're kind of like watching with like a furrowed brow, like,
Like, but they're all bad humans.
Yeah. But you're like, but I'm going to spend 1 hour with these people.
Every
each
week?
Each week. And I'm going to watch it and I'm going to say, I remember when I was young.
That's how I felt. I was like, was I doing this at 24?
I mean, did I laugh at the fake office that was clearly built for this show? Like, Leva's office had literally like trash and plywood walls. And I was like, they just like gave her a corner in one of the rooms. Like, you know, and they're like, hey, put the, like, not good looking people on the patio. And I'm like, oh my God, would I be a patio person? Like, when we go to Charleston, we got to see, are you a patio person or an inside person? Oh
God. I hope to get on the inside.
Yeah, I think you want the inside.
Okay, good.
Yeah, dress code. I think maybe that'll be part of it. But I got to say, like, I did laugh because I was like, I don't know that needs to be Southern hospitality. It's too close to Southern charm. Like, we could have given it something else. But it was also called Levaland before, so I think it's better than Levaland.
I agree with that.
So
we got to see her husband.
So, okay, when Mikkel was like, you know, Napoleon Dynamite, and they're like Bonaparte. They're like, Napoleon Bonaparte was black too. Like, Lamar, first off, I'm like, oh, give us more screen time with Lamar.
Absolutely.
Me thinks that Lamar is really the one who runs it, and Leva's just the face of it for this.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like when I was like listening to Leva, I was like, okay, this birth control conversation, if I was the boss and someone was doing this birth control, no.
Right.
I'd be shutting that down. And could you imagine them doing that in front of Lamar?
No,
like, absolutely not.
Also, those two are the most boring of the cast. And I'm going to be honest. What's this theme song?
Exactly. It's unmemorable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We got We Don't Stop Summer House. We got Bop-a-doo for Southern Charm.
We got
Bop-a-dee-ee. These are the best days of our life. Like,
wait, what is the song?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Like, come on, give us something.
Yeah.
These things are bops.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not a bop.
Maybe I'll walk down the aisle to bop-a-dee.
But like bop-a-dee, a classical version. Like something, it'll be like a piano version of it. Oh my God, Mary.
I love it.
I think we could ask her. We've DM'd with her. I feel like we could ask her for a classical version of it. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Things to think about.
Oh my, things. Details you didn't know you need to think about, but now you do.
Are you sure?
Shall we take a quick break and then come back with the women?
Yes.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Whey products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. And let's talk about Potomac, because they had a Sunday before Thanksgiving and then they had this week. So I kind of do not a recap, but questions.
Also, I hope everybody liked the Rachel interview. Like we had so much fun talking to Rachel. Lovely. She is like fabulous. I'm like, if she doesn't show up on more shows, I'll be so sad. She was just such a breath of fresh air. Loved
and
having
she's
her
so
on the
happy.
Pod.
You know,
things are really going so well for her.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it, but let's go back to Potomac.
Back to Potomac. Do you think Mia and G hook up with other people?
100%.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's hooked up with Peter Thomas? Mia.
Please don't call him your brother if you have.
Okay.
He's family. That's. I could see them as swingers.
I could see that too.
I mean, this week was also basically insinuated that Mia and Jacqueline were doing something together in the shower. I mean, we kind of just bypassed that. Like, we made a quick comment and then it was over. And I was like, whoa, let's talk a little bit more about that.
And Jacqueline had said at the field a couple weeks ago that she goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. And she said also, like, and then it was like, remember the week before the Thanksgiving episode two, she'd said something, Jacqueline said something to Mia about the caterer or the chef.
That's right. That's right.
Do you want him on your plate?
Right.
Yeah. So just like, the signs are all, and also Mia's a fucking liar about everything.
Yes, I agree.
Full grifter.
Okay. How did you feel about Robin recording Wendy the whole time?
I thought if anybody was antagonizing the situation, it was Robin doing that. Mm-hmm. What makes me mad about it too is then she like releases this like art. I forgot what like tabloid it was that like Robin's feature. And she was like, I just wanted to make sure that it couldn't be a he said, she said. And then this week is like, yeah, I just don't like Wendy.
I know.
So I'm like, so your PR to like back up what you did really backfired on you because you're just telling us now that how much you hate Wendy.
Well, it really bothers me that, okay, Bravo steps in with the security and they have, you know, I love just the man talking to Wendy was like, come on, you're better than that. Like, don't go this slow.
Yeah.
I loved that. But then I was shocked that Bravo let them both go into the house after.
And why did they keep letting them come back to the table? It's like, stop the situation. I'm sorry. This is, first off, whose side are you on in all of this?
Obviously, Wendy.
Same. And I feel like people are not because they are like a Robin and they hate Wendy so much, but I am with you on that.
There's no, I feel seriously bad for Wendy. I think she's going to lose her job at Johns Hopkins as well.
That in statement. The credits,
yeah. They're like, Johns Hopkins has no affiliation with Bravo TV. I'm like, so you lost your job. Or maybe that was a way for her not to lose the job. I don't know. But
because she's not tenured there.
Do they even do that in college?
Yeah, have to be a college professor. You can get tenure.
Oh, really? I never really thought about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think they'll...
What did you think of Robin filming?
I didn't like that. I thought it was very strange. You got a whole fucking camera crew. Like
that's the whole thing. I'm like, there's literally a camera crew here. So, I mean, I guess maybe, like, what are you doing? You're sending it to the group to, because, like, all you're doing is like, oh, Wendy, like, you are trying to piss her off.
And she's only filming Wendy.
Yeah. Like, you want Wendy to, like, snap so that, like, she looks like the aggressor in this situation, which I'm like, first off, I agree with Wendy. Why does Wendy, who potentially has some business deal that Mia's not a part of at all, why should Wendy have to tell Peter Thomas, who doesn't normally live in Miami, that she's coming to town for vacation?
Right. And I also feel like she shows the text, like there was no follow up. Like he was
waiting on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, this is so, and this also, is so ridiculous.
Even if, why do you care? You're not involved.
Like, exactly. That's the whole
okay.
thing.
Okay. Like
Peter Thomas, oh, that's my family. I'm like, I think it's like interesting. I'm like, it's so funny that Peter is the source of all this drama too, right? So like he's telling like Mia, like tell Wendy I got, when I felt like when he said that on the phone, like tell Wendy I've got beef with her, it felt very joking in a sense.
Absolutely.
Like it wasn't like, yeah, like I got beef with her. And I love when Wendy was like, I don't have beef with men. Like I'm not, like the only person I need to call on the phone and check in and let them know what I'm doing is my husband. And I feel like it hit a nerve with Mia when she was like, I don't know what you and your husband do, which also would go with the swinger kind of thing of like, why, like whatever you guys do. And I, like Wendy says, basically, you know, Peter kind of mentioned that there was drama with Mia and Peter's ex-girlfriend and all these things. I'm like, what is it? Give us more. Wendy, you're reserving. You're being very reserved right now and not giving us the full info.
And I don't know how deep the info is, but there's something there. There's probably a couple crumbs.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think a whole cracker or anything, but
we love little crumbs. Snackies.
Yeah.
We love a little snacky.
Don't I love a good rat. Ritz cracker.
Oh my God.
I'll take the crumbs of a Ritz cracker.
A club cracker with the little butter. Oh,
the social crackers from Trader Joe's. It's a club cracker.
I'll take a water cracker. I love a Triscuit.
Oh,
I love Triscuit. A Wheat Thin any day.
Yeah.
A Cheese It.
A Wheat Thin after, you know, after school with a string cheese is just
a Wheat Thin dipped in spinach dip.
Oh,
I mean, I also do love the bread with the spinach dip, but if you don't do the bread bowl and you just do the spinach dip, a Wheat Thin is a perfect.
You guys, you can pick up spinach dip from Trader, or not from Trader
Joe's,
from Original Joe's, from Little Original Joe's. You can get, they got it to go.
My best friend, she makes that's what she brings to like every family event, is she brings her spinach dip, and it is, I mean,
because they put in the watercress.
Yep. She does that, but she got,
gives it the crunch.
She does a little garlic artichoke in it too. I mean, it is just, yum, I love yum, a cracker yum, and I love a dip.
I know. Okay. Anyways, going back to this. Then they're trying to blame this on Karen. Karen could have canceled out this situation. She was in the middle and she didn't do anything. And if somebody had said something about Ray, she allowed Gordon's ass to be filleted.
I mean, do you think that Mia's arms hurt from all the reaching she's doing here? I mean, it's like literally so
her nails hard. Do. Her
I mean, nails okay, do. Mia. Tossed a drink on Wendy. Karen, because she's special, she got nothing. What did she say? Like, I'm a child of God or something?
Probably. Sounds about right.
She does that. They get pulled away. Then Mia goes after her with her purse. I'm like, you are not Dorothy. Like, goes after her with the purse. Manages to break her nail. And I just love, too, that Wendy's standing outside and she's like, if it was my straight wig, I would have been pissed. And I'm like, I don't understand how. Now, we had two drink, incidences within these past few weeks, right? We've got Salt Lake City too, where Angie does not give Jen the reaction that she wants. But I'm like, what if someone threw a drink on me, I would not be reserved. I would be
no, absolutely
livid.
Not.
And like, it's just, I think Candace.
Karen has whiplash from sitting next to it all.
I mean, I just felt like Candace, like the next day when she's like, this is just like, people think they're just allowed to do whatever they want. And like how it was like triggering to her. I'm like, it's so true. Like you, just cause like you're on this show, which makes you give, I feel like it gives these women sometimes this like invincible identity that they can mm-hmm. kind of do whatever. Cause they're creating a TV show. And it's like, you mm-hmm. can't pull this shit.
I was mad at Bravo because I feel like they should have made Mia leave that night and go to a hotel. Don't pretend like she's fucking hosting this trip and paying for it. That is such a lie.
Yeah.
And then she tries to do that later on. Like, Karen's allowed to come back to the house, but Ashley and Candace, you didn't tell me you were going to see Wendy, so you can't come back. Acting like she owns the place. Yeah. No.
It's like, no, first off, nobody even wants to stay at your stupid house, okay? There's like two bathrooms.
Not even in Palm Beach.
Yeah, you're not by the beach, okay? You're going to the Savoy Hotel. You know how long it probably took them to get there? 4.5 hours. Okay.
I also think Jacqueline made a good point. She was like, you know, Mia, she is the type of person that no one tells her no. So, and I don't think Wendy hears no a lot either. So two people like that together is not a good situation.
I guess to me, it's just like, I'm like, I don't understand how, like, should like Wendy have said things to Mia? Like, no, but like, let's be honest. Like it didn't start all this stuff that she said about like Gord, like when Mia was trying to frame it, like, oh, she calls like G2 to be like, oh, well, she started going off on you and saying these, and I had to protect my husband. Like she literally didn't say this stuff until you threw a drink on her and you acting like you were like standing up for your man. It's like, okay, well, no, you were not.
Right.
Like you're using that as the excuse when she was like getting on the 8:30 a.m. flight. I'm like, get on it.
I do think Bravo needs to have like in these like a clause like the Real World. Like if you touch someone, a castmate, you're done.
I mean, I think it should be the same. And we should hold Jen Shah to that same standard that line. I mean, granted, I think Mia went a little bit further with like the purse hitting and like all that, because it's like also I just kept thinking like, these are not vacations that these women go on, right? Like they're still working. And I just, when they were all at the pool the next morning, I was like looking at all of them thinking like, all of them must be like, get me the fuck home.
They're dying. They're like, they're all like fucking lobster for breakfast.
Like they're all like hanging out with each other. And I just feel like they're like, we don't even like each other. Like
they're waiting for like the next activity to start.
They're like, okay, this happened. And then I'm thinking, how long are these days? Okay. Cause then they're there in the morning. Mia has time to get a gel manicure that she offers nobody else to.
Right. It's Karen's like, hey, it's my birthday. I would have enjoyed a manicure.
Yeah, I would love to gel Manny. Then they go to the Savoy Hotel. Then they still are having like night events. I'm like, what time is this? Like, there's too much time in this one day.
Right.
We got too much time. So yeah. So then, you know, this all, yeah, it makes me mad because I'm like, I'm so with Candace on this too. And it also
made me mad, like how all they were all calling each other hypocrites. We go back to the whole Monique situation where Ashley decided to defend her. And then it's just interesting for her to take Wendy's side this time around. And then same with Giselle. Giselle's taking Mia's side, it seems, you know?
Well, yeah. And I think we're all hypocrites. We're all hypocrites in one way. But then like, remember too, like Candace threatened her with the butter knife and like the whole thing. Like, it's just like, there's been so many different incidents that happen. And it's like, I think it's interesting because they can't break this fourth wall either. But Candace is basically, you know, she's telling Wendy, like, you deserve to be here, meaning the show, not Miami, right? Like she's saying like, don't let these bitches push you out. Like I see what they're doing because they're trying that shit with me and Chris. Like, don't let them like change your spot on this show.
And I was mad they couldn't have fun at their lunch, you know?
Totally. It's like, first off, and they were at Versailles, and that place has the best plantains.
Oh, really?
We have it here, too. In LA, yeah. It's like a chain. We have two of them. One on, like, La Cienega, one, like, Venice. But I'm like, plantains, that place is bomb.
Oh, interesting.
It's delish. Okay. One day I'll take you.
Thanks.
We'll go there for your bachelorette. It'll be so fun. But it just felt so sad because you can see, like, everyone's like I just feel like everyone's visibly upset. And like,
I was very proud of Karen. I was very proud of Ashley and Candace for going and reaching out to Wendy and making sure she was okay. And, you know,
why can't Candace and Ashley be on the same side all the time? They could be such a powerhouse together.
Them both talking about Mia's size 13 foot shoe. I was dead.
I mean, it's like, so like the Potomac women are the best at reading each other. Like they're so it's wonderful. I mean, it's just, they're just so fun. But it's like, you can tell Wendy's kind of like, one, I'm glad that they went and they did that too, because I feel like Wendy kind of thinks like, who on like this cast like has my back here? And like, she probably is thinking that too. Like, did I just like, with this happen, did I just ruin my job at Johns Hopkins? Like, did all this stuff happen?
She's crying all night.
I feel so horrible for her. I am mad.
Do you know she's written a book? And did you know that Mia's, the last book she read was Green Eggs and Ham?
It rhymes, so it's probably easy.
And then, no, and then I was like, is she saying Green Eggs and Ham because she read it to her kids, or was like the last book that she actually read to herself?
Well, it's like, you know, one of my favorite things too is like in this fight too, when like Wendy's like, oh, there goes the CEO. She's the CEO. Like yelling that at her. Cause I'm like, just like thinking back to when like Mia took us to the like joint and she's just organizing brochures. And she's like, I did a great job today.
She's like, tilt this back. Yeah. I'm wearing the blazer and the 4-inch heels. But if you just like tilt this corner, more people will pick up the brochure.
The 4-inch heels and her size 13 shoes.
Right.
And then it's like, and then I'm laughing too, because the shade is like, nobody really likes Mia on the cast.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Like they'll turn on her, like they'll use her to be their spokesperson kind of thing. Like Giselle and Robin will never team up with Mia in a sense of like actual friendship.
But and then at the same time, Robin's, you know, filming, trying to get all the shit on Wendy. And then she's like, but you know what? Giselle and Mia, they were twerking down to the beach. And I noticed no lump on Mia's ass.
I mean, and then the editors are so shady. They literally flash back when she says, if you want to see it, I'll show you. And I'm like, no,
I didn't see it either.
I didn't either. And I looked. Yeah. After she said that, I was like, I should rewind and check one more time for research. That's so creepy. That's a little creepy. Sorry. I just was like, interested. I'm like, interesting. That's all very interesting. I did like Mia's bathing suit.
Oh, she looks really good this season. I know. I'll give her that. I love that confessional nude rose look.
Yeah.
The floral look.
Yeah.
She seems like she might have like gotten some like laser on her face or something. I think she had some like acne stuff before.
Well, Wendy did call her crater face.
Oh, these people are rude.
Like, I mean, those ratchet hoes. Like they just like say mean things. It's like, oh my God.
Their confessionals are really amazing. I feel like they keep Mia around Bravo because her confessional, they show her confessionals the entire episode. Like it's all her.
Well, but it's like so funny because I think
she's a narrator.
Yeah, she's a good narrator, but like so unlike, like such a phony. Like she's just phony.
I want her to stay because I want to know what happened with her brother-in-law stealing all their money from Massage Envy.
Or the joint.
Yeah.
It's next door to a massage envy.
Okay. Fine.
Well, it's just like, I don't know. There's something about Mia, but then she like all last episode, not this week's episode, but previous episode, like she goes into like this voice and she like does these things and she's like trying to like, I'm just like, I can't like you because you're so like, I mean, she might forget things, but she's memorable. Remember, that's like her tagline.
Ooh.
But it's like, she's just, there's something like, so not likable about her. And like she keeps picking on Jacqueline too, which now we know that they're like not friends, you know, in real time. And so it's like
sad, friends of 20 years or whatever.
I mean, same with like Jen Shaw and Angie K, right? Like Jen Shaw literally said they were in college together.
Yeah.
But it's like, I find it just so interesting that it's like she keeps going after Jacqueline in this trip too, like kind of like just digging at her. And it's like, what's Mia trying to accomplish? Like she thinks she's like the HBIC, but like nobody's given her that title.
Well, and then she's like, it's really easy for me to cut people out of my life because of my childhood trauma.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Move on.
It's sad.
Mia.
Like,
just...
And then I love, like, Karen's like, it's my, some people just fucking love their birthday. She's like,
she's a Stassi Schroeder.
59, Raymond sent me my roses. I am so blessed. I love it. I love my love. I'm 59. I'm proud of it. And she's looking forward to this dinner for herself. And Mia's like, the party was at the beach and you didn't come. I'm not hosting anything more for you. Once again, pretending like Bravo hasn't set anything up.
Like, also liar, because you literally said everyone wear white to Karen's birthday dinner where we'll be celebrating. Like, what? And also, I'm like, I'm going to be honest. That little hotel beach party was fucking lame. Oh, I thought we were getting like a cabana. I thought we were getting cabanas with like a DJ nearby. We've got some music. It was literally just three set up for them in the middle of the beach. And then Robin touching the guy had fun.
I also want to talk about
they were lit, by the way. They were so drunk because Robin going, I haven't seen muscles. Oh, so is Juan just your roommate and we don't see him shirtless? Like, what's going on? What is going on there? Like, I was like, okay, interesting. Because they were also so shit-faced because, one, they're literally texting the group saying, this is Mia's assistant. She apologizes. And anyways, but then when they're back at the house, Mia's like, I need to go after Karen still. Jacqueline, get her and then speak for me while I just stare at Karen in my towel on the bed. What was that? What was
it? I'm not going to host your party.
It was, and Karen,
you
like
the Wicked Witch Wednesday of the West.
You picked your side, Karen. And she's like, okay.
Like, I love how Karen always takes the high road, though.
She really does, always. And you know what? And that's why she's the grand dame.
When they go low, we go high. That's Michelle
Obama's. Well, and Michelle Obama. But not Candy.
Not Candy.
She's not Michelle Obama. She said, when we go low, I go low too.
Me too.
Potomac is great. I
loved when Mia went to the car and opened up. I'm just going to be transparent with you guys.
Yep.
You're going to have to find a place to stay when you come back. Karen already told me, so she can come. She can come back.
Yeah. I that was like one of my favorite things that's ever happened.
Well, because it was also just was like
ridiculous.
Like, again, I'd be like, okay, I will go to the hotel. The hotel has better accommodations. And if there's three of us at the same hotel, we'll get a camera crew there.
Right. Wait, did Charisse also, she never got the hotel.
No.
Right.
Her travel agents didn't pull through for her.
Also, apparently travel agents are a thing.
Why don't you believe this? You know?
I guess my travel agent is Priceline.com. It's
That's a travel, like, I mean, no, that's probably what Charisse was on. Expedia.com looking for hotels. Like, she's at hotelstonight.com for the
festival. I remember when Shep was here, he was like, oh, I really want to stay an extra day. I want to change my flight. And I was like, yeah, just do it. And he's like, oh, I booked through Priceline. Like, those are so hard to
switch. I just like died. Loves a deal.
I'm like, why wouldn't you just, you travel so much. Like, why aren't you just like United or Delta and you just stick with one? Like, I can understand for us commoners that
don't have mailbox checks that come through.
Yeah.
I know. It's like so wild. I mean, I also, oh wait, we didn't mention too. First off, I loved Candace's look. I loved her. I loved her hair, the glasses, the bathing suit, the like cover up that she had. I loved her look when they went to the studio with Trina, where I was like, yes. And I loved how excited when Wendy was like, can I come with you? And like Candace was like, yes, because cameras are coming. You can come. And she was so supportive. I just.
It was a nice moment. I always think Candace.
She's like, just so cute. She's a little Polly Pocket.
Great looks. I know. Yeah. I feel like that's when she saw Trina. She's like, I didn't know you'd be as small as me.
Like, it just is like, you, again, it's like, I don't understand why these housewives don't get it. You go after one person. We as viewers always take their side.
Absolutely.
We always root for the underdog. The
green-eyed bandits, I think, are not having a great season. I'll be curious.
Robin was on the chopping block for some reason. Like, she was on the chopping block and she said, I better turn it up. And now she's doing too much.
Yeah. Right. I wonder if at the reunion she'll have any apologies. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. It's going to be interesting because I'm so curious how I think she'll 100% come after Wendy. We all need to do our best to prepare Wendy. She doesn't have good reunions.
Okay.
She doesn't have good reunions and we all need to help her win.
Okay. How are we going to do that?
So if we need to meet her at Kinko's because she needs to print out some texts, we got to meet her at Kinko's and we got to prepare. We'll write. She prints them out and we'll do cue cards on the back of them so she could just read it straight from there.
She'll drop the Peter bomb, the Peter and Mia bomb at the reunion.
You're so right.
Which I almost feel like they do that. They're like, well, I know something and I'll wait for Andy to be around to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're so right. Look, I'm loving it. And next week looks explosive.
I'm like worried about Karen. Like,
Old blue eyes.
I just don't want her and Ray to have any issues. He's on the way out.
I want Ray to live. I want Ray to pay his bills.
Oh, God.
I know. But if they have an understanding, they have an understanding, and we'll figure it out next
week. I don't think it's an understanding, though. No. But okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, shall we take a quick break and then come back with Salt Lake City?
Yes.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And we're back with Salt Lake and sunny San Diego. And Jen Shaw has a future career as a flight attendant. I can see it now. Her voice is memorizing.
Sorry, is this career when she's starting it at 70?
Yeah. She's going to have to work.
Okay. Do you think they'll let her fly? Will she be on probation? Can she fly? Maybe only
domestic. Domestic.
What if she's probation in her own state?
Oh, but how can
now? Yeah, I watched Ocean's 11 this week, and Danny Ocean had to be in the state he was in. He didn't wasn't going to cross state lines.
No, he wasn't even in Nevada.
Oh, I see. I honestly don't know where he was. He could have been.
Okay.
Point being, there are state in-state probation.
Also, like they start, it's hilarious because if we didn't know that Jen Shaw is getting sentenced on January 6th, like we do, and that we know she's actually going to go to jail, like they set up this scene like, oh, poor Jen Shaw, she's on antidepressants. She takes each day as it comes. And
they treat Jen like she has terminal cancer. But she's got some terminal disease
that we're supposed to feel sorry for her.
It's like just it's like clown music with it.
She like Erica Jane must be fucking livid. Like she's like, this is that woman's edit. Like I'm on antidepressants too. Like you guys made me to be an alcoholic on the antidepressant.
Well, they do the flashbacks though, which also does like the reason she's on them is for everything that's happened on this show.
Yeah.
It's like we don't feel bad for you. She's like, this is the fight of my life. I'm like, well, you set yourself up for that.
Right.
So, great. You know, it's just, again, this show is just so silly to me.
So, and then the cast of characters. And I like what you pointed out a couple of weeks about how they basically started filming and they dropped Jenny.
Right.
And so I feel like it's this scramble to get some extra characters. This is an ensemble cast.
In case Dan doesn't come back too, we need a replacement.
Knowing that as well.
Yeah.
So the cast of characters that go to the bakery, Angie H, Heather, and Dana. I'm like, you guys aren't friends, you know?
When Angie H found out about that trip, she was like, could somebody please tell me about a trip that I have no idea is happening? Like, she's like, motherfucker. Dana like, got the invite.
Dana is going, you are a guest of a guest.
Dana, you're not. No, I've created more drama. My husband made a fake Instagram account called Shaw Exposed. And you're on the trip? Meredith invited you? Heather, what the fuck?
Completely. Completely. And this is like such an odd threesome to me. Like, why did they even have to have Dana at this?
Dana did not. To to watch Angie squirm. Because here's the thing. Dana and Angie K, they're getting their snowflakes next season. Angie H will be the Marlowe. Like, you're she totally will be right. The Kim D's, like the ones who are always the friend of, and she's a Faye Resnick, right? Faye wasn't even a friend of, but like, she will, they know she wants it so bad that they're never going to give it to her.
How come they've never actually, like, has Faye even, you know, has that even ever been a thing for Faye to join the cast?
I think, like, remember when she's like, no matter how many Chanel bags you have, Brandy, you'll never be a lady. You'll never be a lady. But she like botched it when she says, like, could you like cut and retake that? Like, Faye, you could have had a moment. Poor Faye, too, because she never knew. Ever since that dinner party from hell, she's always been the morally.
I feel like Faye Resnick. Faye could take down Rena, though.
Yeah. I mean, we saw it. Like, why not just give her a chance at this point?
Especially, actually.
Yeah.
She would be interesting because she has separate relations with Kyle and Kathy.
I'm here for it.
That could be the bridge, the connector.
Give Faye a diamond.
Yes.
Give her one.
I think it's her time.
I didn't think we'd ever say that, but I really feel I think you're right.
Liked her. I like that OJ thing.
I mean, yeah, it's like we brought Catherine Edwards on for the OJ connection. Give us Faye.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, I do appreciate a Donnie Edwards.
Her husband.
Catherine's husband. He was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, she's hot.
Like so forgettable to me.
Exactly. But her husband is not.
Yeah. And then Heather is so two-faced.
Heather's the freaking worst.
I used to love Heather. I know. Now I loathe Heather.
Oh, shit. Tell us more.
Heather is over there at this, drinking her hot chai
or her hot tea and her iced chai.
And her iced chai.
And a breakfast burrito. Like,
well, you know, I'm very over Jen. They were ravished. They were starving at this, I felt like.
I feel like Angie was like, I had to have a bite.
But I gotta eat.
Heather's like, this is my favorite bakery ever. And you got me my favorite menu items. And Angie's like, I had to have a bite.
Okay. And Heather's like, I'm just over Jen's behavior. You know, she says, I'm a ride or die, or is it a burn you alive? You know, I just can't trust her. She's kind of just like going off them. She's like, you know, everyone just needs to learn how to push it down, suppress things, forget about it.
And she's like, put it in the drawer and close the drawer. Like, Angie's like, just like your bills.
I know.
Like, Angie, like, are you
what grifter? Is that about?
You tell us more, Angie.
Right.
Give us Harrington exposed.
Right.
Jen, create the account. And then
Heather's like, pretend, you know, I just might not go at all on this trip.
But then later she also says, like, make sure to include me. Like, I want to be. She's too much. I mean, I know I'm skipping ahead, but next week she basically tells Jen, you know, you've lost me forever. It's like, okay, Whitney, Lisa Barlow, and Jen Shaw have all lost Heather forever.
I don't trust Heather.
No.
She's a fair weather friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, you're right. And it just is like funny too, because Heather's like, I'm just like so stressed out. And it's like, Heather, if you just could, it's so funny because they're all teetering this line with Jen too. And I think it's maybe because one, I think they're all scared of her because she's scary as hell.
Unpredictable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then it's like, they're scared of her. And then two, they're also like, everyone but Heather seems to think she's guilty. Like, I'm just like so curious if they're like, why like get her upset and go crazy? Because like, I wonder if like Jen honestly had a conversation with all of them, was like, look, I have to like keep a good image.
This brings us to the point of, you know, crazy enough, Meredith goes to Jen Shaw's house. Like, how are we even here? I love that orange coat.
Meredith is so fucking boring, you guys. She's so fun. This episode, I finally, like, I'm like, the CEO of fun? This girl's the biggest fun sponge I've ever met in my life. She's like,
I love her. Jen Shaw's like, this is a resume builder for
you. I did laugh at
that. Yeah. Comedic timing on hers, crazy. But and then the no solicitors, seriously, it's annoying.
And it's Jen Zen. She's like, I'm celebrating Ramadan.
Zen Jen. But you know, we had Zen Wen in Potomac, and that's
right.
And they both, you know,
but this is the time for forgiveness. And, you know, there's a lot of stresses, $200,000 to the lawyer. And Mary's like, well, then this is a really great time to talk to you about, I think you would really enjoy Dana or Danica. What's her name? Donna?
Dana.
Dana. Dana. Dana. I'm just not good with names. I know you're really, I'm really bad. Dana.
Yeah.
You know, she... I just think like,
she's a friend of and has to come on the cast trip. Okay. So I invited her. And then, like, okay. So Meredith's CEO fun. Jen's throwing the cast trip. Angie's doing all the legwork for it.
Well, like, we know that.
Whitney is like, who's hosting this trip? I'm like, bravo, Whitney.
Right.
Bravo is hosting the trip.
Whitney, though, is killing. I mean, all the men are just like watching the girls pack, like, what's going to happen on the girls trip? And Whitney's like, well, I can tell you this much. I'm going to be triggered and I'm going to lose my shit. I'm like, at least you know yourself. You know?
If you're self-aware, it gets you so much further too, right?
And they get to that Salt Lake City airport, which airport is a nightmare.
Angie K and Jen, by the way, they're like, yeah, we're going to throw a luau party. I'm like, why didn't they go? I'm like, Jen must only be able to go in the continental US because why didn't they go to Hawaii? Yeah, she must not be able to go only continental. Yeah. And then they're like, yes, it's going to be, we're going to have, and I'm like, oh God, you're just watching this knowing, because you know, the previous show.
Foreshadowing.
Like, yeah. It's all happening. You don't like the Salt Lake City airport?
Have you been to it recently? When you have to walk like 20 minutes.
They did do a new terminal and it is very long. And I'm like, okay, if they're putting a train in because it's not fully done.
Right.
So there is a train coming. But until then, it's about a mile and a half to get to the baggage
claim. It's crazy.
Like my sister and I both flew in like from I came from LA, then she came from Phoenix, and we were laughing because she was like, hey, I just got off. I think your gate is by mine. I'm like, I've already made the trek. I cannot come back for you. Meet me at
wild.
It's too far. It's too far.
It is. It's wild.
But the terminal is very nice.
The redone one. I didn't have time because I was fucking running because I was like, it was so far.
I'll tell you that. I was in JFK and I was like, oh, I've got a little bit of time. I got some Shake Shack. And then I was like, okay, gate 38. And I'm like, I'm at one, gate one. I basically walked to Newark and back.
Yeah.
I was like, and
you went out of Jersey.
Uh-huh. And no joke, by the time I got to the gate, I had 5 minutes until we were boarding.
I love that though. I just love going.
I had to chow down my Shake Shack before. You can't bring Shake Shack is too. You can't bring that on the plane. You can't bring it. So I had to chow down.
Respectful.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah. Okay, but they also are all in full glam at 5 a.m. at the Salt Lake City airport.
Like, okay, Donnie, what's your travel outfit?
I prefer like a Lululemon or a stretchy pant.
Yeah,
Michael thinks you should wear jeans.
Okay. So I'm the same way. I'm a leggings. I usually have like taller socks. I put either like whatever, like shoot. I'm wearing some sort of sneaker, usually like an oversized long sleeve shirt. You know, that's me.
I'm always cold too.
And our friend though, one time was like, no, Courtney, you're not allowed to wear that. You need to get dressed. You might meet a plain boyfriend. I swear to God, you guys, the one time I dressed normal, I had a plain boyfriend.
You had a plain boyfriend up here when you came and met me on the lover boy.
That's
sweatshirt.
The one. Oh, I did?
That was a lover boy sweatshirt.
I did have a plane. What happened?
Oh, I picked you up and you were wearing a lover boy sweatshirt and you're like, this guy talked to me the whole plane flight.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I do.
Multiple plane.
Maybe it must just be my winning personality then. I give off good, strong vibes. You're totally right. But the other one, we held hands on the plane.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was very
involved.
No, it just was a super turbulent ride. That's also to San Francisco. So I think it's just my trip to San Francisco.
This reminds me, like, I'm like,
it was super turbulent. He's like, do you want to hold hands? And I was like, I don't want to. I didn't want to, but then I felt like I needed to for him. I don't know. It was
supportive.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a Bethany.
So what will you do? Okay. You've learned something. Mm-hmm. What did you wear on this New York flight home this week? Leggings.
I did wear leggings, but I had my outfit was still really cute though, because I had also a beanie. It was freezing. And then you guys, I got this amazing Amazon scarf. Should I go run and get it and show you? It's really cute. You would love it. And then I have this like Topshop beige pea coat.
Oh, cute.
So it was like a
How was New York? We only talked about me. So that was very rude.
How was your Thanksgiving and your trip to New York? It was, my Thanksgiving was pretty chill. I was literally had 48 hours in New York for an event that I had to go for, like a full day of events that I had to go to. I love New York. Now, yesterday when I flew back, it was pouring rain, so I couldn't do as much as I want. Like I had like a whole like itinerary. Like I was going to take my friends, like my coworker. I was like, okay, we're going to do some work. Then we're going to go to lunch at Bar Pitti. Then I'm going to take you. We're going to go up Fifth Avenue. We're going to the Saks window displays. Okay. I gave her like this whole itinerary, and then we woke up both like, you know, we wake up on yesterday, and she texted me. She's like, so it's raining and I'm going to change my flight. And I'm like, good call. I'm also going to change my flight because we were leaving like last night. So we flew out earlier. But like New York is like great. And it's like the perfect
of the holidays,
the perfect like crispness where it's like you can still walk around the city and not be like freezing. But then when it was raining, I was like, what do people do here?
Right.
You can't leave. I'll melt. But I do love New York. I do love it. It's great. And also we went to Via Carota, which is like this Italian place. It's like supposed to be like top notch. You guys,
not that
honestly,
great.
Honestly, just okay.
Okay.
I was a little sad about that, but I love New York. I could.
Well, but you live in a city. I mean, any major city, you can get any food you want and it's delicious.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of times when I travel, and this sounds so spoiled, but I'm like,
No,
it maybe just, it's different countries that's different. But
no, I thought
like in the States, I'm like, I can get the best pizza in San Francisco.
No, but I think it's like when people tell, oh, you have, if you could get into this restaurant and we happen to walk by it. And I was like, let's just see. There were six of us. I walked in, like, what are the odds I could get a table for six right now? He's like, literally, I have one table for six for you. I'm like,
oh, meant to be.
I'm like, oh, did you know it was me, Courtney from Two Judge? No, just kidding. I didn't say that. But it was like one of those things. It's like it's on Dumois like all the time. Via Corona, it's the best place ever, guys. Maybe what I bought wasn't the best thing on the menu, and that could be on me. Is the tagliatelle?
Did no one like give you bites of their stuff?
The cacio e pepe was good, but sometimes I feel bad ordering cacio e pepe because it's glorified mac and cheese.
No,
I love a mac and cheese. It's different. Well, it's cheese and pepper,
but you don't put pepper in mac and cheese.
I'm just saying
the Kraft box does not give you pepper.
I mean, the Kraft box is delish, though. I will take that. The Kraft box and Boston Market mac and cheese are the top two mac and cheeses I've ever had.
Wow.
Anything to contribute to that? Do you like an Annie's?
Why did you take me as an Annie's person?
I'm asking if you like an Annie's. You like Trader Joe's, and I feel like that's what you get at Trader Joe's.
Oh, no. You got to get the frozen Trader Joe's real mac and cheese. That is insane. Instant heart attack. Cholesterol's going up. Worth it.
Okay, I'll put that on my list. I'll put that
on
my list.
Clog your arteries.
Don't. But
you never had the frozen one?
No. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll try it.
I still get it with that mushroom pizza the next time.
I got the wrong mushroom pizza one.
The truffle one. You got to get it. It's not hard to get.
Just send me photos of what I need to get, please. Okay. I get the wrong.
I don't buy the mac and cheese because it can't be trusted in my home. It's like 800 calories.
You're engaged now. It doesn't even matter. He loves you for you.
No,
you got the ring, babe. Now, you got the ring.
No, but now I'm like, oh, God.
Shedding for the wedding. Yep.
Okay.
I got you. I'll take you on a journey.
Let's go on a prolon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're all at Salt Lake City Airport. Then they all, okay. Heather, I'm like, it's so funny to see what they're, I was messaging you about their suitcases. So Whitney clearly has away suitcases. She's the white ones. First off, Heather, they're in San Diego for what, 3 days? Heather's got three suitcases. Lisa's got a ton of suitcases. Heather would have two bright purple and a bright yellow suitcase.
Ugly.
Like,
they're probably her kids.
No, I feel like she definitely bought those.
Okay.
I'm not a bright suitcase person.
I got a really ugly pink one on Amazon Prime.
I have an away away carry on. And then what I did is I got these really cute monogram stickers to put on it. So those are like the bright part. So it has, so that I always know that one's mine.
I actually just started adding stickers to my suitcase of all the places I travel to.
Oh, I love that. What do you do? What do you mean? Like,
you just put a sticker on the suitcase
and it's, so, do you write the country on it or the
city? No, it says like, it'll be like, I have like a Big Sur one, like Tahoe, Boston.
So you buy the sticker wherever you go.
Yeah. Even if I didn't take the suitcase.
Oh, I love that. No, and like, then so okay.
Because it's so ugly. Because the ugly pink.
The pink one. And now is that a carry-on or a check?
I have the same color for.
Oh, you bought like a 3-pack.
Actually, it only came with 2. Oh. So there's a 1 big one and a carry-on.
Okay. Yeah. And then I told you like before I went to Europe, I literally the day before broke my suitcase, my carry-on. So I had to run to Nordstrom and buy a Bays. Okay. Which I love. And that's Shay Mitchell's brand. Like,
okay.
It's a great one. Okay. Very. It's expensive though. And they had only one. So I had to get this like beige one.
Yeah. But you don't really like, you buy a suitcase every 10 years.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
Yeah. So that's, I look at it as an investment piece for sure. Right. It'll be worth a lot later in life.
It's basically like a Birkin. It's traveled, it's weathered.
It appreciates in value.
Okay.
And I think someone definitely wants to buy it with my initials on it too, you know?
Completely.
Yeah.
Angie K, she's like, okay, everyone, this is my friend's house. It has 6 rooms, you know, and someone
it's Meredith.
No locked doors on this trip, which what was that in reference to? I was like, what does that mean? And then
maybe it was like Scott Steele.
But then I thought it was like, funny because Heather's like, how am I going to masturbate? I can't believe she said the word masturbate, to be honest.
Maybe she was referencing Beverly Hills with Crystal and Sutton.
The jacket? No, I don't know. There was something there. Let us know what you guys think.
Maybe it was like Lisa Barlow locked herself in Scottsdale when she got pissed at everybody. There's something. You're right. There is something.
I do think they do a good job of like breaking the fourth wall, though. Like,
yeah,
like they say later on, like, we're not getting Sprinter vans, guys. You know.
The Meredith's like, as a CEO of fun here, I'm enforcing rules.
It's like, rule 1, have fun. Rule 2, have fun. Rule 3, don't be a bitch unless you're a fun bitch. Being a fun bitch means you can say, fuck you, but you have your titties out.
What is, like, where does she come up with that?
I can see it. I can see it. Because, like, you're like, fuck you, look at my titties, though.
Like, I can see them. It makes me think of, like, Roni when they go to Mexico and they all get naked.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, fuck you. And they're just like on noodles, hugging each other, bare chested. Like, sorry for basically making fun of you.
Okay. Then we go through the room drama and Angie is taking the best room. Meredith is worried about the bathtub.
And it's like, we get it, Meredith. Your bathtubs are your personality. When she said too at one point, first off, Meredith, enough with Lisa Barlow, okay? Enough. When she showed something to Seth, I don't know what it was, a diamond bracelet, something like that. And she's like, now I'm the richest person.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, Meredith, get over. Like, what do you guys do? Just like recite that all day long?
And I feel like we see so much of Meredith with the family.
Yeah. It's like I didn't get enough Lisa at all this week, by the way. It was rude.
What is going on with the college journey?
Yeah. Fudge college.
But I just like, is John Barlow going to be managing her singing career?
I know. Someone DM'd and was like, my kid requested Away in a Manger. Is that on Spotify yet? Come on, Lisa, drop the single.
I mean, Lisa, come on. That is so easy. You got to drop the whole thing for us.
The whole thing, please.
You probably have a microphone at your house.
Yeah, we'll send you one.
Yeah. Okay. So
she could borrow Jen's from, you know, American Idol tryouts, Chorus Line tryouts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Angie and Jen, like, they're kind of just walking around the house and Angie's like, well, I'm going to take this room. And Jen's like, what's going on? This wasn't the plan. Like, I am clearly the host. I don't know why you're confusing the group.
Give Jen the smallest room so she can understand what it's going to be like in her future. Okay. Start preparing her now. She doesn't need the master for the 4th trip in a row.
I mean, it is kind of pathetic that they keep giving it to her. Okay. So then, you know.
And Angie does deserve it. It's Angie's friend's house. I don't care if she's a friend of. Like, she can have the master. Maybe she needs to share with somebody.
Right. Right. And okay. So then it's like, Angie and Jen are like having this little tiff. And Angie's like, well, take it from the top. We're all paying attention now, you know.
Oh, they're just being super passive aggressive to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And why don't you take it over? Because you're such the pro. And then Jen just
throws champagne on her friend.
What? No one? No one reacts.
Throws, just over her head. I think everyone would literally, I think Jen did it and then in her head was like, oh, fuck. Like, I feel like she snapped, did it, and then was like, shit. I have to backtrack this, which is why I think she poured it on her own head. Yeah. And it's like, uh-oh, this is not okay for me. I should not have done that. And then she's like trying to gaslight everyone. It's like, it's a joke. Like Teresa, like, it's a joke. Laugh. Funny. Ha ha.
Right, right.
You know, and it's like, it made me also think of like Brandy when she threw the wine on Eileen.
Yeah. No, it just did not go over well with the group. Everyone's kind of like, I don't really know what to do.
I actually thought it was so interesting though, because the cast reactions compared to like Potomac, where you basically had to choose a side, as opposed to saying Mia should have never thrown that glass of wine and it wouldn't have escalated to the point that it did. Like, right. Everyone's kind of like, I mean, even we have to raise our hands again to see who agrees with, like, you know, who thought it was okay. Like, we're doing a lot of hand raising on Salt Lake City. Raise your hand if you're Lisa Barlow's friend. Raise your hand if you think what Jen did was right. Like, these things, you know, and it's like,
Whitney said it best. She's like, it's not like champagne up the skirt fun. You know, it's listen to me, bitch. I'll do this. And if you don't listen to me, I was supposed to get the best bedroom. You're on this show because of me. You are under me. I'm the top dog. I will piss on you and mark my territory.
But instead of pee, it'll be vuv.
I know.
But you can tell Jen is on edge, you know?
Totally. Because at this point, she's 3 weeks. First off, it's also still Ramadan. So she's fasting. Like, she's not fasting.
No, it's
she's
over.
Drinking the,
it's over. Ramadan's over.
Yeah, for her at least, right? Like, yeah. It's just like, she's obviously stressed because it's supposed to be in like 2 weeks at this point, right? 2.5 weeks. Like, we're 3 weeks out, you know, here we are. And it's like, clearly she's stressed, but I'm like, don't go, like,
I did like when Lisa Barlow and Angie go upstairs and Barlow's like, you know, I'm really mad at myself. I should have like stood up to Jen. That was so not right. I've just been like conditioned like not to call her out. And Angie's like, well, we've been friends since college and this is just ridiculous. Like, I'm supposed to be your best friend. And, you know, she thinks I'm taking over and nothing's going to make her happy.
And then Meredith and Whitney and Jen are talking outside. And Jen's like, we've been friends since college. It's not like I threw her in the pool or ripped her weave out or sent you curbside to the airport.
That's like, all the things Jen's done to other people.
Yeah.
She just listed them off.
It's like, I'm like, remember the bathtub scene when it was like her, Heather and Whitney. And she like did the splash in the cameras in the first season. It's like, she's got a temper. So like, I can understand people being on edge of not wanting to, but I'm like, it's so interesting. The cast reacted in these separate situations, you know, but then Angie is like, all right, which is like kind of cracking me up because I'm like, clearly she threw the party for Jen as an introduction to this group, right? To come into this group, you're a friend of, and you're throwing Coach Shaw his party, also your housewarming party. But now she's like pissed.
Yeah.
That she's like, okay, so now I did this for you. There's no thank. She didn't get a thank you, just like Harry Hamlin in The Sauce.
Right.
You know, it's like, thank yous are very important to these women. And you need to do it multiple times. She didn't get a thank you. And that party cost $15,000. She could have bought her daughter, Electra, a horse for that money. So you know what? She did.
And then the best line was, she's like, I just feel like I got conned out of money. And that's exactly what Jen is being accused of right now. She doesn't appreciate me. And you know what? She just, that champagne move, what was a bad joke. And guess what? It didn't land. It didn't land for me. And it's not going to land for this group because I'm going to call her out in the Sprinter van.
But then I think it's so interesting too, because then like Dana and Heather are talking and like Dana's like, why do you allow, like, I don't, like, she's, Dana's not on the Jen she's train at all. Shocked. And she's like, between like this like bakery talk that they had and this conversation with that happening, that she's like, what the hell, Heather? And Heather's like, you know, you just got to like pick your battles. And it's like, well, this seems like a battle to choose.
I know.
Like, and basically telling her, like, watch out what you say to Jen, because basically she'll steal money from your mom.
Oh, let's get in the Sprinter van and go to the yacht with Captain Drew.
Oh, God.
Wait. Heather is like,
oh, Lisa, careful of your white pants. I wouldn't want to like get my spray tan on it. I'm like, oh my God, that's your dream to do right now.
Oh my God. Heather would love it. I did love Lisa's outfit. And again, what is everybody going to on this boat? I don't know. Lisa's in like a leather tank and white pants. Heather is in a cover up. Dana's in like a black skirt with a bathing suit top. Meredith's wearing black, of course.
Courtney and I were also trying to figure out where they are in San Diego.
I think that they're staying in a Del Mar, like you said too. You said Coronado, maybe Del Mar, Coronado, like La Jolla, maybe. Like the wharf that they go to is in Point Loma.
Yeah.
So I'm very like.
I just love to know.
I mean, I guess they were also in Santorini. That's what Lisa said. So I don't know, but I can't figure out where this house is.
I can't either.
I need someone to find it for us. Please.
So then, you know, there's a lot of awkward silence and tension in the car. And then Jen says, you know, people get mad at me because I speak the truth. And Angie's like, let's not make this uncomfortable. And Jen's like, are you talking to me? Who am I making uncomfortable? Apologize?
Well, because at this point, Jen thinks that Angie needs to apologize to her for what Jen did to her. Because Angie and Lisa are talking about it downstairs when everybody's congregating together to go. Right? And she's like, why is she talking to Lisa? She should be coming up to me. And I'm like, that is a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
I love it for TV.
Like, I know
you in your mind, you think that Angie should be saying sorry to you and you shouldn't be apologizing.
Yeah. She's like, you know what? I poured the drink on myself too.
Yeah. Like two wrongs definitely make a right.
God, Angie, raise your hand. Did anyone think that was funny?
I don't see any hands, Jen. And then it's like,
Jen's like, well, you just confused everyone with the bedrooms, including me, because I thought I was going to get the master. For the primary, sorry.
And it's like, she's like, you know, I've been organizing this and I organized Sharif's party. And she's like, you haven't thought me, thanked me for it. It's like, it's been 3 months. Like, have you offered to pay for anything? And then I love too, because like Jen at one point was like, you know, I could have hosted this anywhere. We have great connections. Like, I could have hosted this at the Rice Eccles Stadium. Like, you think the University of Utah was going to open up their stadium to you for Coach Shaw's birthday party?
There would be no alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like, Coach Shaw doesn't even drink.
Yeah. And she's like, and it just is like, I loved when Angie brought the receipts out in her confessional, though.
Yeah. Like $3,000 flowers, but appetizers, five.
Piano, $750. Like balloons, $400. Like, where are you guys catering your things from?
I don't know.
Like, it's too much.
I would be livid if I was her. But livid. Then why did you even pay? If it's like, fine. If you were going to let someone use your house, then they would plan the party.
Well, I'm like confused on where the line is. Like, did Angie K open up her door and say, hey, you can use my house as a party location, you can throw it? Or did she say, hey, Jen, I'm happy to like pay for this? Or was it like, remember when Drew and Sheree were throwing the birthday party for Atlanta and Drew never got paid by Sheree? Like, was it one of those things? Like, we'll split the cost. Like, I need to know what the agreement was.
I think the agreement was I'm going to host this party. Okay. And she didn't realize it was actually going to be like $15,000 to host the party. And now that Jen's been so mean to her and embarrassed her and threw a glass on her, it's like, I want that $15,000. That was not a party for your husband. Like, that was not a party for my husband. You got to use my house. You didn't even thank me for it. I cleaned. I paid $15,000.
I was on my knees cleaning the floor because the house was a disaster. Then I love too. And she was like, okay, so if I have to pay you $15,000, I guess I could charge Meredith $80,000. I was like, you also cannot do that. Not the same, because it was definitely not a party for Meredith. And you smelled like hospital. Okay.
Those were the days. Mary, I miss you.
Well, and then Jen's like, yesterday I didn't like the necklace I was wearing, so I gave it to you and it cost $5,000 because I couldn't put it on with my nails.
I know. She's like, you gave me the necklace you were wearing and I don't want the Southern District of New York to come find me for it.
And then she's like, well, thank you for hosting. And she's like, not now. And
then, wait. Also, Angie said, like, today was my tipping point. I have been a good friend to you. This was embarrassing for you. I'm a fucking respected woman.
Are you? I loved when she, because this was like, she said that Jen said she was the respected woman. And then,
yeah.
And then Angie said, "Are ya?" And I was like, "Ooh, how come you can't keep a friendship with anybody? Yeah. I've been there for you. I went all out for your husband's birthday. It was supposed to be at my house, not with my wallet. And you didn't even clean or send me a thank you card."
And then it's just like so funny too, because then like they get there too. And like Heather's like, first off, Heather's defending Jen, which
Do
you have Stockholm syndrome? Like, what is going on? And I just laughed too, because then they're like getting on the yacht. She's like, "The yacht is just a sprinter van on the ocean." Or in the water. Like, and then I was laughing too. Okay. So they have some DJ named Kimmy. How do I know? Kimmy is on the computer, you know, when they walk in, and they have to make it seem like DJ Kimmy is playing royalty-free music.
Oh,
don't. So they're like, "It's rain and champagne," because the boat's name is Champagne. But it's like just like some it's like the VR music, you know, like interstitials. And I'm just laughing because like Kimmy's like, "Yeah, like it's rain and champagne."
I love like, it. Much. Good for Kimmy.
It's too much. I hope. I mean, it looked like a fun party boat, you know. And so then it's like, and then, you know, it just seems like everybody is kind of like, we've got people on one side, we've got people on the other. It's like, just get the champagne going. Cause you know, if the drinks are as good as your boobs, host, I want it all. That's what Heather says. I'm like, Heather, get laid.
Heather's being herself.
Heather needs to get laid.
No, but I think this is her being herself. Mm-hmm. Where's the book, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where is the book?
And then I also love like Jen gets off the boat and was like, "Why is Lisa talking to Angie?" Like, she's getting so much. But I'm gonna pull this shit together.
It is. I'm like, next week. And then, you know, I was like, I didn't get enough Lisa, but then next week I get too much Lisa of people going after her again. I don't like that.
Jen been pushes a lot her of pushing again. Shoving. Yeah.
I'm like, how come? And I guess for me, it was like, how come security didn't intervene with the glass on top of her? Is it because Angie didn't give her the reaction?
I think it was like so slow motion.
Like it was almost like, what the hell just happened?
It was just like, and nobody really reacted.
Like everyone was just kind of like, did that happen?
Okay.
It's like what you said when you got engaged. Wait, is this happening?
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Well, next week looks great. Is there anything you guys to say?
So fun.
Congratulations again, Mary. We are so over the moon for you. Cannot wait for you and Michael.
Being a monster fiance and celebrating myself until
you're our monster. Wedding. And we will be celebrating you forever too. So congrats again. So happy for you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
We'll chat soon. Love you all.
Bye.